Earth, sky.
In April of 2011, an unusually early outbreak of tornadoes killed more than 300 people in the southeastern U.S. Meteorologist Jeff Masters of WeatherUnderground.com explained some of the science that made the tornadoes happen.
The jet stream, which is that powerful river of air aloft over the country, turned out to be very strong this year. It had very high wind speeds in it, and it was moving over Tornado Alley, where we tend to get cold, dry air from Canada colliding with warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico. And the combination of those contrasting air masses and then the very powerful jet stream, it was just the perfect storm of conditions to make a lot of tornadoes.
One question that's less clear, added Masters, is whether global warming is making tornadoes more deadly.
Now, on the one hand, we would expect that the warmer climate would bring warmer temperatures and the potential of more moisture in the atmosphere, enhancing instability.
Instability, explained Masters, happened when a large mass of cold air from Canada, high in the atmosphere, created updrafts some 10 miles high.
But what climate change is also expected to do is it's expected to weaken the jet stream, and that's a key ingredient for making tornadoes. So it's unclear what's going to happen in the end.
More at our website, EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.